The White House has all but given up on getting Turkey's cooperation for an attack on Iraq. The Bush administration had offered Turkey a multi-billion-dollar aid package in return for allowing U.S. troops to deploy on Turkish soil. Turkey's parliament rejected the plan, and administration officials say the financial deal is off the table. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Military planners at the Pentagon had hoped to work with Turkish troops in northern Iraq. But with the northern front appearing less likely, Secretary of State Colin Powell is now telling Ankara to keep its soldiers out of Iraq. Powell says a large Turkish presence in Iraq will complicate any U.S.-led operation.
We have made it clear that the situation there is volatile, and it would be better if there were no Turkish forces in as part of any military operation that might take place. They're concerned about that area, but they also know that we don't want to see anything happen that would precipitate a crisis between Turkey and the Kurdish populations in northern Iraq.
Powell's words are already starting to reverberate in the halls of the Turkish parliament. Onur Oğmen, Turkey's former ambassador to NATO, is now a leading MP.
We don't like threatening languages. In case you don't join our military operation, then you will pay a price for that. We will not permit your troops to go to northern Iraq to protect your borders. We don't like this language.
The Turkish government, which opposes U.S. military action in Iraq, is determined to send Turkish troops to the region despite Washington's demands. Turkey shares a 220-mile border with northern Iraq. The worry here is that an American operation will provide Kurdish separatists in Iraq an opportunity to attack Turkey. Turkey is also concerned that war will bring refugees. Already thousands of Turkish troops have massed along and inside the border with northern Iraq to attempt to stem the flow of refugees. Over the weekend, the former prime minister and now foreign minister, Abdullah Gül, offered little hope that the parliament will consider a motion anytime soon to allow the U.S. to use either Turkish land or airspace to launch an attack against Iraq. We will evaluate the best way forward during these next critical days, Gül said, and we will make sure to do whatever is in the best interests of Turkey. But as the prospect of war becomes near certain, Turkish interests may suffer, no matter the decision it makes now. Again, former Ambassador Onur Oğmen.
We know that whatever happens, in case of a military operation, we are in or we are not in, we are out, we will pay a price. Why should we? Why should we? For an operation that we don't agree? The government doesn't agree?
But critics of the government, like political analyst İlnur Çevik, are now saying its failure to decide on whether to cooperate with Washington will spell disaster.
I hate to think what the outcome, the repercussions would be.
Çevik says Turkey has isolated itself and lost out on a major source of financial aid. But the country's geostrategic position, straddling the Middle East and Europe, means Washington isn't entirely writing Turkey off. Over the coming days, the U.S. is hosting a meeting with Iraqi Kurdish leaders here in Ankara. White House envoy Zalmay Khalilzad is in town, and it's expected he'll make a last-ditch effort to persuade both the Kurds and the Turks not to complicate a war in Iraq by starting another one. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.